Okay, today's daf is Beitza, daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph. Beitza, Chav Tes Amar Aleph, and then we're going to talk about the concept of Gezel Rabin. Gezel Rabin. The Gemara here discusses the minhag of some of the great Tanoim that were very machmer on themselves regarding foam or extra liquid in the terms of transactions. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, on the bottom of Chav Tes Amar Aleph. Who Shaul Abba Shaul ben Bitnis, who was mentioned in the Mishnah, he discusses, he gathered 300 garve yayin, right, jugs of wine, mi birure hamidos, from the birure hamidos, from the extra liquid that was left over, he gathered it, Rashi, mishnasan yayin b'chavis, kach v'kach lugin b'mida, u'machar mimana sherecha cheshbono nimsa, kol anoser b'chavis, some that was left in the barrel, ayde birurin, shiratir chayang shemotzio, it made foam, and therefore you couldn't fill it up totally, he gathered, he had so much that was left. So why didn't he give it? Because Mistama, there was an implicit mechila. The people knew that when it was poured in and it foamed up a little, that also took up space. And Bechadeirv and his colleagues, Kazu Shleus, Mozi Arvi Shem, and Mimitsi Amidos. And what they do with it? Technically, it was theirs, Pashtus. They have Viam Lefnei Gizbarim Liushalayim. But what they do, they brought it in front of the Gizbarim. They brought it to the Gabbais in the Beis HaMikdash. To do what? To give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi Lefnei Gizbarim Shel Hektish. La'asos ben sarche hektish. They were being makdish it. Im yirtsu, if the Gizbarim would want it. Ve'heim lo hikti shuhu. They themselves were in makdashit before they got there. They gave it to the Gizbarim and said, do you want it? They were in makdashit themselves. Why? Rashi has two deis. Kisvurin, ein yecholon lahakdish she'enu shalahem. Number one, they thought maybe it's not theirs. Maybe it's gezel. Maybe it belongs to the buyers, which, you know, they don't know where they are now, so just not theirs. Inam yecholon havele gezel ba'ola. And even if they would be able to, but it's not really appropriate. It smacks of Gezel. Even if it's not really Gezel, it smacks of Gezel. So Amru Lahem, back to the Gemara. Amru Lahem. So the Chachavim said to them, Amru Lahem, Yetam Zekukim Lekach, you don't have to do this, right? It's yours. Yetam Zekukim Lekach. There was implicit Mechila. It wasn't yours, Ba'avera. You don't have to, you could keep it. Amru Lahem, Afano Eimer Tzadeinu Bekach. We don't want it. We don't want it, they said. You take it. So the Gizbarim said, well, okay, if that's what you want to do, since you were machmer on yourself, what's the emphasis of alatzmechem? The Ben Yoyada notes, even though they were not rich and they could have used the money, but they were still machmer on themselves. Adds the Ben Yoyada. Still, we want to give it. So they said, asu mehem tzarchei rabim. Do tzarchei rabim. Tzarchei rabim with the money. Rashi imr lem chachamim im kein ein lechem lasos hektish. Don't do hektish. El lasubem tzarchei rabim. Why shaharel misharei? We'll get back to this lashon. Shrei mishal rabim ha'yavienu ha'ayla mehem. Right, it belongs to the rabim. Right, this is from the rabim. That's where you took it from. So rather than giving it to hektish, give it to the rabbim. So what is this concept of tzarchei rabbim? Again, Rashi alludes to it here, but let's see it where it is in the poskim itself. The Rambam tells us that there is a mitzvah asay d'oraisa, as we know, of hashavas gezela. Hashavas gezela. The Rambam says this in mitzvah asay kuf tzadi dalid. The Rambam says shetzivanu lahashivas gezela ba'atzma imi nisharas ba'atzma. If we have the actual item that was stolen, we have to return it. That behejva gezela sher gazal. V'tosefes chomesh olasis damehem nishtanis v'armur yisalo. Or if it's changed, shinikone, then we have to give the value. And that's what the pasuk says. Behejva gezela sher gazal. Kvabiru mesechas makis lav de gezel hu lav ashinidik lasei. The iser d'arais of gezel is a lav nidik lasei to this mitzvah asay of v'heishiv es ha'gzeil. Again, this is not a mitzvah that we dream of doing. A mitzvah doesn't mean that, you know, we shouldn't dream of doing every mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that we'd rather not do, that we should never have to do. But mitzvahs mean situational. In every situation, Allah Hashem tells you what to do. So here, mitzvah kuf zadi dalid, the Rambam says the mitzvah of v'heishiv es ha'gzeil. And the chinuch also, as he always does, follows the Rambam in mitzvah kuf lamid, shenitztavinu l'hashivis ha'gzeilo ba'en. The mitzvah is to return the gzela ba'en as is. Klomar, shemadavar mamish shegazal hu etzlo, velonish taneh birshuso, it hasn't changed, shechayev lahashivo el anigzal, kemo shehu, veloyit shekechen olatzmo vitin devil anigzal. And if it's there, you can't just keep it. You can't just keep it, then give back the money. Shenamar eshev zakzela shegazal. Right? If it's not the same item. Vim nishtani sakzela birshu social gozel. If it was changed, chayav lashiv dameha upater bekach. You have to be give back the damim, and that's enough. Pater bekach. Even though the Baalim didn't have yeyush, shinui doesn't need yeyush. Shinui doesn't need yeyush, and therefore once it's tishtana, so then that's it. And then the Chiddush goes into what is a shinui, what's classified as a shinui. That's the sugyas in the second half of Maseches Baba Kama. What is exactly a shinui is what's defined as a shinui. The Chiddush goes into also some details that this only applies if it is a shavapruta. Right, that's the halacha that the chinuch discusses. Dineha, komash amruch rabbi seinu zechonim lavracha. Kamati exela shi ischayva gozel hashiva. Call exela shavapruta. Any exela that's worth at least a shavapruta. Avapachos mikan. Avbi sheaver alisur Torah. Even though you violated an issur daraisa, if it's less, why? What's the issur daraisa? So that could be the Magid Mishnah discusses. We're giving us geneva chatishir. Isser of Chatzishir, Aser, we pass like Rav Yochanan. At the end of Maseches Yuma, Chatzishir is Aser Mina Torah. Eino Betaras HaShavon. Even though you violated an Issa Daraisa, there's no mitzvah HaShava, except by Pruta. I'll write more about this in Lo Sigzol. Lefi, why? Why is it not Betaras HaShavon? So the Chinuch says, Lefi Shi Yisrael B'nei Avram Yisov Yaakov, Nedivim B'nei Nedivim Heim, because B'nei Avram Yisov Yaakov were not so money hungry. V'yadua Hadavar Shekol Shu Pachos B'Shevar Pruta. And we know it's known, anything that's so little, less than a Shevar Pruta, Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael, Mikivan She Nigzal Mimenu, Mochel Oso. Vein Chefso Acharav Klal, if it's such a tiny amount, I'll be Mochel, I won't want to get it back. So yes, he violated. He violated by taking even a less than a shavapruta, but it's not that I'm going to want it. I'm not going to want it back. Right? That's the discussion. The Achron and the Menchas Chiddush discusses is it not even mamon or it's mamon with mechila? Nafkamina might be by a katan because a katan is lav b'nei mechila ninu. So discussion regarding that. But this is the mitzvah zaseh, the classic mitzvah zaseh of hashavas gezela. So now we're talking about a case. What happens if hashavas gezela is impossible because we don't know who the nigzal is? Like in our case. In our case, it wasn't really Gzela. Again, they were being Machmir. Abishol ben Bitnis and his colleagues were being Machmir regarding the Birurei Amidos and the Mitzi Amidos, even though it was known that this is how sales worked, but still they were being Machmir on themselves, and they were told by the Gizbar, give it to Sarchei Rabim. If it's real Gezel, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Sadi Dalet. If you don't know who you stole from, give it to Sarchei Rabim. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Choshe Mishpat Shin Samach Vav. Gazlan, the simit of Shem Samafav, is Gazlan Shabbal Aso Tshuva, in Mekabel Mimenu. And so Gazlan wants to do Tshuva, so do we help him do Tshuva? So of course we try to help him do Tshuva. So what do we do? So Gazlan Mefursam, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shasakov Bekach Utshuva Sokasha. Right, this is what he does. Habal Aso Tshuva Me'atzmo, Imein Agzela Kayemes. If the Gzela is not there, Ein Mekabel Mimenu Kadei Shalo Yimna Milaso Tshuva. If the Gzela is not there, so then if he's still a Gazlan before some, so Ein Makablim Heimenu, in order to get into Duchuva. This was a special takana. The Gemara Baba Kama tells us that if somebody stole so much, we're choshesh that if he starts having to give back, he's going to have to give back everything he has, and he's going to end up not doing tshuva. So, in Ratzas, if he wants to, okay, then we'll accept it. In Ratzas, Lasi, Shemayim, Hechzer, Ein Mochim, Yad, Nigzam, Ilkavlo. Fine, but again, it's all in terms of trying to encourage him to do tshuva. But Sif Beis, that's us. Haroim v'hagabayim, shepherds, and gabayim v'amuchsin, tshuvasan kasha, mibnei shagazlo, as harabim. Right, shepherds who shepherd their animals on other people's property, and tax collectors. So it's difficult. Shuvas and Kasha, because they stole the rabbit. Who do they return to? If I stole from one person, I could give back to that one person. But here, ve'enam yodim l'miyachseru, we don't know. L'fichach yasu botzarchei rabim. So that is why the Shulchan Aruch says, bidu tzarchei rabim, kigon boro shichinum aros. Dig ditches where they keep public water cisterns, right? Those types of tzrachim that the whole rabbim could use. Says the tzma tzarchei rabbim. Why does tzarchei rabbim help? Is it just that, well, you have something that's not yours, therefore just get it out of your rishus? We don't want you to benefit from a stolen item. No, it's more than that, says the tzma. If it's tzarchei rabbim, then you assume that you are returning it to the nigzal, and therefore it's a full-fledged asher gazal. Veheshav is akzela. Sorchei rabim da'oz gama nigzal yenem in advarim ha'na'asim midmei akzela. The nigzal will also benefit if you give it to like a public mikvah. So you assume that everybody's going to use that mikvah, and eventually the nigzal is going to get enough hana'ah from that item that you gave. The Aruch HaShulchan also, he adds in one line here in Siv Gimel, he says, if you do this, if you borrow Shichud Amaros, Vitzikune Drachim, or fix the roads, Umer Chatzos, bathhouses, the Gam HaNigzalim Yehenu Mizeh. The Gnigzalim will also take part. Aval Mechila Lo Shayach Bahem. You can't say it's automatic Mechila. Ta Ein Misha Yodea Im Gazlo Im Lav. Ukshias et Tzorchei Rabim. When you give it to Tzorchei Rabim, Yisaviv Hashem. Shekol Echad Me HaNigzalim O Me Yorshehem. Hashem will make sure of it that the Nigzalim or their children, Yehene Kfi Erech Zeloso. You're doing the best you can right now. So Hashem will help you. Uvishayim Chalulo. Vabalatayr Misayinos Amin Hashemayim. Right, and if you try to do that, Hashem will help you out. And this is probably, they probably got it from our Rashi. Right, our Rashi here says, on when the Chachamim told Abishol ben Bitnis, don't give it to Hektish, give it to Tzorchei Rabim, what does it say? Shahari Mishal Rabim Haya, v'yehenu ha-bailim mehem. And in that way, the Bailim will get Hana. This isn't a full-fledged Shuvah. It's not a perfect Shuvah. The Sma himself acknowledges that elsewhere. In Reish Lamed Aleph, earlier in Choshen Mishpat, he talks about people who do tricks with their midos, people who have faulty weights and measures, which the Torah says is a toeva. But what happens if somebody wants to do tshuva? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Aleph, Sif Yutes, Onesh Hamidos Vahamishkolos, Kashem Od. The punishment of midos and mishkolos, falsifying them, is very difficult. She'i efshar lemodeid o leshokel sheker lashuv b'tshuva haguna. It's impossible to do proper tshuva. Vari hu la kofer b'tzias b'tzrayim. Right, that's based on the Gemara. You're being kofer b'tzias b'tzrayim because Hashem was mafchin. Hashem's going to have to take care of this. But you can't do tshuva gemura. Says the Taz. I'm sorry. Says the Sma. Mishum di'efshar lashiv l'bayilim kivut lo yacholei delami madad v'kama pamim madalem, because you don't know who and you don't know how many times. V'yaf di'esh lo tshuva ksas. Maybe even though you have some tshuva, b'mad yochal lasos bar tzarchei rabim, just like it's, you're allowed to do tzarchei rabim, and you have to tzarchei rabim, that helps a little bit. K'mosha amru b'gazlanam avi b'ribis, yinim yodim y'gazlo, mikom makom ein's a tshuva haguna. It's not a perfect tshuva. Ironically, masha'enkein, b'shara veiris, afilu gdolos, ka'arayus, va'akum, avodizara gilirayus. Ironically, those are easier to do tshuva, because that's just between you and Hashem. Tein chatoim bein olav ein amakom yisbarach shemo yesh lahem tshuva becharata ubevidui ubesigufim. Right? There's nothing, left after you do tshuva, just between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, ironically, those are easier. They're more chamar averas, but they're easier. What does it mean, kakofer b'yitzias b'sraim, if somebody falsifies midos? So, the Sma here says, based on earlier, mipnei shekol tokol ha-ma'aves b'midos hu mastir darko, sholei abitu bo b'nei adam. Right? You're hiding it because you don't think people see. Umei HaKadosh Baruch Hu eina misyare. You're not scared of Hashem. You think Hashem doesn't see me. You're only hiding from people. You're not hiding from Hashem. Hashem sees. Right? You're like a ganav. And if anybody is kofer b'ashgacha, then he's kofer b'tzid b'shayim. Shesham nizbara goldel ashgacha hashenigla alein Hashem yisbarach. P'chalos uzumofsim shaslam b'shayim. Right, that's why, says the Sma, that's why it's considered kofer b'yitzias Mitzrayim. So again, even with the tshuva that you do, it's not perfect tshuva. Where does the Sma get this from? He gets this from the Rishonim. The Rashi says this in Yevamos Daf Chaf Aleph. The Rashbam and Tosfos discuss this in Bava Basra on Daf Pei Chesem Abeis. Right, that's where the Gemara discusses. Kasha onshe shal midos, yosem onshe shal arayos. Right, that's where it comes from, this irony. First it says based on the words, then it gives a svara. Hasem efshar b'tshuva, hachalu efshar b'tshuva. It's impossible to do complete tshuva if I steal from the rabbim. And again, even sorchei rabbim, okay, they're going to use it, but it's not complete tshuva. V'dafka ba'arayos says the Tosfos, by the way, when we're talking about arayos, efshar b'tshuva, that's only if there was no mamzer created. Because that's the Mishnah, muvas lo yuchal liskon. If there was a mamzer, then you can't fully remove your act. Dafka ba'arayos she'en ben mamzeris, aval bal eishas ish, volin men bo ben oshar arayos she'ish ben mamzeris, is in muvas lo yuchal liskon. Right? That's no way out of it. Then Tosfos quotes from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Omer, afal gav shu muvas lo yuchal liskon, even though a case of mamzeris and arayos is permanent, Mikol makom efshar b'tshuva. It's still efshar b'tshuva. Right? Tosfos is saying, no, even if there was a mamzer born, still efshar b'tshuva. Why? D'tshetziva, d'tshiva ha-kadosh baruch hu. D'lo tshiva lo elo la'asos tshuva. Avol gaz, Hashem, this is what Hashem told you to do, and you did it. There's nothing more for you to do. By a gazlan, so that's why not shuvah ma'al yasahi. It's something that you should be able to do, and you can't do it because it's just a lack of knowledge. That's what the Rashbam here also says. So that's where the Smak gets it from, that it's shuvah, but it is not shuvah me'ula. Rebbe Chanan also discusses this. If you want to look in Kovet Shiurim, there in Bava Basra, in Simin Os, what Os is it? Shin Yud Dalad. Shin Yud Dalad. Venira, Davag Abdullah Mahani Chuva, Kol She'eno Machzir, Af Imhu Anus Baze, Hainu She'ena Viren Ekaris Lamafreya, Avomikanala Habam Yos Kashala Aetus, Tachshaveno Russia. You want to say, okay, he can't do complete Chuva because there's a Rabin, but is that going to hold him back from the future? His past cannot be totally erased. But in terms of the future, he can be Kashala Aetus because he's doing and he did everything that he can. What if one knows that the Nigzal will not benefit, right? The Sma, based on Rashi, that the Nigzal will benefit, and the Hashem will be Mesave Vasibos, right? The Orach HaShulchan. What if they live on the other side of the world? You don't know who you stole from, but you know it was in a different city. So that's a discussion in the poskim, number one. Number two, another discussion in the poskim is, what does it mean, Tzarchei Rabim? Does it have to be a Dover HaMiskayim, something that's permanent? Right? The Yismach Levav, who was a Rav in Sarfu, in Morocco, in the 1800s, in Arachayim, in Simon Gimel, discusses, could you buy Hanukkah candles for the shul? That's his question. And he says, no, that's not called Tzarchei Rabim for three reasons. It's not good enough. He says, Laniyaz Daiti Ein Lehis Tapek Bazeh Klal. Devade Lo Nafik Yidei Hashava Bazeh Mikamei Tam. You can't do that. That doesn't help for Tzarchei Rabim. Chada Tiyuna Shinena Nigzal Hanos Haguf. Number one, it has to be Hanos Haguf that the Nigzal gets. Not Hanos Mitzvah. Hanos Haguf. The Lo Lechinam Kosova Poskim Go Boro Shichunu Ma'aros. Why are those examples? The Be'ina Shiyehe Nigzal Yena Nigzal Me'agzela. Avol Hanos Mitzvah Lachashiv Hanah. The Mitzvah Zalva Hanos Nenu. That's not called Hanah. In this regard, biprat mitzvah zu dalakas ner beis hakneses enem yetsam mitzvah is p'turim lahalik bebeisam. It's not even a mitzvah that they could be yotze with. It's just a keneged the beis hamigdash, but persume nisa. But it's not even in their house. Number one. Number two, v'gamin mukhrach shi yispal shem nigzal. A bathhouse in the city everybody uses, but there are many different shuls. Who says the nigzal is going to come into this shul? Right, the one that the umadla carry lo nana gabanas mitzvah. Even if you understand that mitzvah is good enough, this isn't. The O Niralia, number three, Lanias Daiti, Tolochashiv Hashava El Badavar Hamiskayim. It has to be something permanent. Something that's always there that they might come to use. Kagon, Boros, Shichunum Aros. The Al Kalpanim, Karov Lanos and Nigzalatsmo. Vimlo Bahu, Babino, O Ben Bino, Barabos Hayamim. Maybe he's not going to come, but his son will come. One of his descendants is going to come. If it's Davar Hamiskayim, you could say that. Mashenki, Bemitzvah of Heres. The Efshar v'karav liyos shelo yena nigzal me'agzela. Probably he won't. V'lo chashav hashava. V'lo amri yasav et tzarchei rabim ela mehay taima. That's the reason. Tzarchei rabim gmo shakasav hasma. Shama shakasav shama ran yasav tzarchei rabim. They wrote. So then he gets it. Kelani yazati barur memela ifshet bayan that you cannot use the Hanukkah candles. What about Stam giving it to tztaka? That also, Rav Moshe says, if you stole from the tztaka box, then you can give it back to the tztaka box. But Rav Moshe says in Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Sumin Peches, that you have to give it for Tikkun Binyan Mikvos. That's the best thing to give it to. He has a number of short paragraphs about doing tshuva from one who stole, 1954. Letzarchei Rabim below the tztaka, the Binyan Tikkun Mikvos, V'huke Letzarchei Rabim, V'lachein Tov Shitin LeMikvos. Mikvah is the best, says Rav Moshe. He says later on also, could you give it to Tztaka? He says, no, I don't think that should be good enough. Gezel me'achirim, ve'af me'aviv, shedayin chayim, mechuyiv la'achar davka, l'bayil ma'nigzolim, shalahem u'chayiv. V'chei ma'asheh lo yadu'a, l'migazar, yitzorach la'asot zorchei rabim, v'lo niftar, b'nesinas on l'tztaka. You can't just give extra Tztaka. And for sure, says Rav Moshe, make sure if you're doing this, don't give it, let's say you have to give it to Tztaka, because you don't know. You know, you stole from the tztaka. Or you're giving it to Tzarchei Rabim. Don't publicize that you're giving it to Tzarchei Rabim. Don't put your name on the building. Because people will think that you're giving it out of the goodness of your heart. And you're only giving it for Hashava. Pashit shalitei b'chashoy. Shlo yeidu lachzik lecha tova. Ulechvot ulechabedcha bazeh. Sheyechashvu shenidvas ata Teitzi dechovatcha. But if you give it in that public way, lo teitzi dechovat hashavas gezela, that's not hashavas gezela. The Chashuk Echemed in Baba Kama, that Psari Dalad, where Tzarchi Rabbim is mentioned, discusses someone who smoked for many years. And he was very, he was mazik. His neighbors who didn't like the smoke, the secondhand smoke. And finally, after 7 years, he stopped smoking, and he wants to know how to do tshuva and how to give back to his neighbors. Ato shoel kezur yachzer b'tshuva ve'ezek kaparu yase al osam anashim shenizoku mimenu machmas ha'ishin shalo b'meshach osan hashanim. So he discusses, it's a hard one. It's a hard one. How do you do it? It's kind of impossible. So he says, maybe if you, 2 points. Number one, you acted in a way which was a chil Hashem. So maybe if you live your life, al kiddush Hashem. And you live, yanhig atzmo l'mofes ulatif eres. So that's one way that you could help. But also he says maybe give your money to hospitals, especially, cancer wards. Recholi sartana rayot, lung cancer wards, because that's connected to smoking, and therefore says the Chashuk Echemed that would be a tzarchei rabim that would be parallel to the avera. Okay, we'll stop here.